Paris Christadelphian Hymn Writers and Composers by Brother Stuart Cowley Shaw. Brother William Islip Collier. Vickers Collier was a tradesman in Leicester when he and his wife Elizabeth were baptised in 1870. The youngest child, William Islip, was born 6 years later. When he was 12, the family had to move to Glenfield, where they lived on a farm. Islip was baptised in Birmingham in 1891 at the age of 17, after a careful examination of the claims of the Bible. The following year he began lecturing, and in 1894 he had a letter published in the Christadelphian magazine on resurrectional responsibility, in reply to Brother J.J. Andrews' publication, The Blood of the Covenant. 2 years later, the first of a long line of articles was published, demonstrating, even at that young age, an effortless, flowing style of writing. By the time he married Sister Mae Weston in 1904, he was a speaker of renown. They had two sons, Sidney and Peter. The former was crippled by polio and killed in a road accident when only 11 years old. Islip's parents both died in 1923, and Sister Mae in 1926. By that time they'd spent some years in Lincoln, Shrewsbury, Leeds, Reading, Liverpool and Birmingham, as Brother Collier followed his work as a salesman and later a sales manager. He and Peter, his remaining son, moved to Kenilworth, where they were cared for by several sisters, and Islip was given employment by Brother Sidney Laxon in Coventry. 3 years later, Peter was baptised. An interesting note is that a piano in my house was bought for my mother-in-law by Brother Sidney Laxon, who was an uncle of hers. That's where the Steinway came from. 3 years later, Peter was baptised. Both Islip and May were pianists, and he also played the cello. He studied harmony and composed several pieces of music, including the anthem, The Lord is My Shepherd, which was included in the 1932 hymn book. In 1928, he published a cantata called The Oracle of Daniel, which has been sung since by many choral groups. For the 1952 youth hymnal, he wrote the words, Shall We Behold the Promised Land, which is number 308 in our 1964 hymn book. He freely gave up his time and energy in the service of his master until he was well stricken in years. In 1920, along with Brother C.C. Walker, he gave lectures in the Birmingham Town Hall and the Midland Institute, and was highly commended by C.C. Walker. In 1907 and 1910, the Brixton Ecclesia published some of his lectures under the titles The Problem of Poverty, The Only Solution, and The Bible and Modern Scepticism. Another penny booklet entitled The Curse of War was published in Clapham soon afterwards, and he had one called The Most Dramatic Event of All Time published in Birmingham. As a result of his observations on the family farm, he wrote his first book, The Vegetable in the Witness Box, as his answer to Darwin. The Christadelphian magazine carried two long series of articles under the titles Prepare to Meet Thy God, O Israel, and The Philosophy of Faith, later issued as the book Conviction and Conduct. A long series of wayside letters started in 1914, and he published a series of letters to young Christadelphians. A series of articles on prayer are well worth reading, and he also wrote articles on a wide range of subjects, all connected with the Bible. His final series was headed Called to be Saints and appeared in 1951. He has some poems published, and books flow from his pen, such as The Guiding Light, Daniel and Christ, Vox Dei, A Defence of Simple Faith, The Hand of the Lord, and Robert Roberts. He was a member of the promoting committee of the Testimony magazine when it started in 1931 and contributed regularly. In 1937 he joined the CMPA when it was set up by Brother C.C. Walker. He married Sister Winifred Eaton in 1932 and was unrivalled as a speaker. his choice of words, his fluency and ability to speak without notes and to quote scripture from memory were well known. After 60 years of service as a brother in Christ, he died in Torquay at the age of 77, shortly after moving there. Philip Edward Davis. Philip was born in 1853 and in course of time became secretary to a large Baptist congregation in Newbury. He then joined the Strict Baptists before becoming a Christadelphian at the age of 39. Almost at once, the tiny ecclesia asked him to be their recording brother, a job he did for 36 years. His wife Mary never left the Baptists, and none of their three children joined the Christadelphians. He shouldered much of the burden of lecturing with some help from London brethren, and a number of baptisms ensued. His younger brother was a member at Southampton for a few years until he left for Australia in 1894, where Philip visited him in 1904. He spent some time travelling around encouraging his brethren down under, as well as doing some business for the family china shop founded by his father. From Newbury, he travelled regularly to speak at many occasions in the south of England, and he was gratefully esteemed for his gentle and kindly disposition. He saw the Newbury ecclesia grow and also rendered great assistance to the brethren in Reading in forming a light stand. Philip Davis came from a musical family and played the cello. He was a founder member of the Newbury Amateur Orchestral Union, which is now called the Newbury Symphony Orchestra. Members of his family still play in this orchestra. He composed the tune London Street to fit the words of the hymn "By Christ Redeemed, in Christ Restored," and the tune was first printed by Brother F. Walker as a loose sheet. Many ecclesias had it stuck into their 1932 hymn books, and it was added in an altered form in later editions. In our present 1964 book, the tune is in its original form. One of his grandsons relates that when well over 70, Philip bought a Levis motorbike. He then experimented disastrously with a car before using the motorbike again. Through no fault of his own, he was knocked off and died in 1928. The Newbury Weekly News described Philip Davis as a man of scrupulous integrity and honour, who combined these old-fashioned principles with the more modern methods of development, with the result that he built up a business which was in many ways unique for a country town. For instance, he developed a large shipping and export trade to Australia and New Zealand. Holding strong convictions as a Christadelphian, Brother Davis's presentation of facts that he held to be vital was always marked by courtesy and a quiet persuasiveness which endeared him to his friends. His manner of dealing with matters of doctrine and other issues won for him the esteem of his brothers and sisters and of those who remained in opposition to the truth for which he so earnestly contended. The words of hymn 176 sung to his tune succinctly sum up his philosophy. "Until the trump of God be heard, until the ancient graves be stirred, and with the great commanding word the Lord shall come. O blessed hope, with this elate, let not our hearts be desolate, but strong in faith, in patience wait, until he come."